When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
She's into superstitions, black cats and voodoo dolls.
Ryan.
I've got a premonition that girl's gonna make me fall.
Can I stop you there? It sounds familiar. Continue.
She's into new sensations, new kicks in the candlelight.
Ryan.
She's got a new addiction for every day and night. She'll make you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. Ooh, she'll make you live her crazy life, but she'll take away your pain like a bullet to your brain.
Come on. Come on.
Upside, inside out, she's living la vida loca. She'll push and pull you down, living la vida loca. Her lips are devil red, and her skin's the color mocha.
Like a coffee. Like a 3 quid coffee in a Starbucks.
And then the second verse goes, woke up in New York City in a funky cheap hotel. She took my heart and she took my money. She must have slipped me a sleeping pill. That's not okay.
No.
That's really bad.
Spiked.
Like, you got spiked, Ricky.
Roofied.
Yeah, you got fucking roofied by a woman who's into black cats and voodoo dolls.
Yeah.
Sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, yeah.
She never drinks the water, makes you order French champagne. It's constantly dehydrated.
Constantly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also French champagne. All champagne is French because it's a region in France.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Otherwise, you're just drinking sparkling white wine. If I've learned anything from Wayne's World.
It's a tautology, Ricky. It's a tautology.
She never drinks the water, makes you order French champagne. Once you had a taste of her, you'll never be the same. Cause she'll make you go insane. Upside, inside out, living la vida loca. She'll push and pull you out, living la vida loca. Her lips are devil red and her skin's the color of mocha. In my head, in my head, this woman wears a lot of beads.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Beads.
She'll just, this kind of woman is like the one who you'll be in a bar with.
All right.
And she'll just go, come on, let's dance. Yeah. And you're like, no, I really don't think this is a place. Come on, let's dance. Don't be so uptight.
Right. She has a wigwam. I'm going to take you back to a wigwam on a houseboat. I don't know. It just sounds like he focus grouped the lyrics. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, that probably did happen. I mean, I'm assuming Ricky didn't write this.
Yeah, how many extreme rhetorical things can you say in the course of a song? And then it didn't really matter because you just would cut to Ricky and he'd be dancing his dance.
In his leather trousers.
Yeah, he looked awesome.
With his
shirt. In fact, may I just say this? I saw Ricky Martin on the TV the other day.
He's still in the gym.
I did see him in the
gym. Yeah, me too. I saw that video in the gym.
Because we both go
to the gym now.
What do you mean?
We're gym buds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We don't go together.
But you saw him in the gym.
Well, we go to the same gym.
I was jogging along.
So it's the same 8 songs.
Great, yeah. And I was jogging along, and then he pops up. I look up. He hasn't aged a fucking day.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
And he still looks awesome.
Yeah.
And he still dances well. I think he has a very good skin routine, a good skin regimen.
Yeah, he looks like he's got about 8 things.
Like a face peel, he does that
in the bathroom.
Yeah.
That he puts on the scrub.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you go around someone's house, they've got all those little blue pots.
Yeah.
The scrub.
Yeah.
And then they have a loofah.
And he doesn't look like a drinker.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't look like
passed his lips.
No, he doesn't drink hard booze.
Yeah, which must have been hard when he was only ordering French champagne and he just wanted a glass of water.
Yeah, he just wanted water and a good 8-hour sleep.
Yeah. He's fantastic. He's a handsome man. What was his other song?
It's like bang, bang, bomb,
yeah, she bangs.
she bangs. Bang, she bang. Baby, she moves.
Yeah.
Baby, she look like a lock, but she tastes like a tree. Something like every girl in history.
Yeah.
I mean, it was living La Vida Loca. It was diet La Vida Loca, wasn't it?
Yeah.
By that point.
Yeah.
And then he probably had a ballad.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
And then Enrique came along and fucked everything up.
Oh, yeah, no. Enrique.
Would you dance?
Hey, let me try that. Do it again. Would you dance if I... Was it Ask You Dance?
If I ask you to dance,
would you smile if I said smile now? I don't know the rest of these lyrics, but I'm in a lot of pain. Yeah, something like that.
He does the croak.
He does the croak. How do you do that? How do you do the croak?
You go.
Hang on, let me try it. Hang on. I can't do it. It sounds like I'm going to throw up. Can be in a bit.
It's at the bottom.
That's impressive.
You. Also, can we just address the fact that his name is Ricky Martin?
Mm-hmm.
That is the most East London. Like, Ricky Martin should be trying to sell you AstroTurf.
Yeah.
At a great deal.
Yeah. Ricky Martin.
with a business card that actually is someone else's business card with his number on the back.
Yeah.
And he comes up to you in a cafe and goes, "Mate, do you know who does that fencing for you? I'll get you some nice AstroTurf.
Yeah.
Give me a call, Ricky.
Yeah.
Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
I'm your man.
Ricky Martin's.
Next time you think of Astro Burn, think of Ricky Martin, alright? Give me a call, okay?
Ricky Martin's got in over his head with some gangsters. He's made a few unwise investments. He's got a loan.
Yeah.
He's been out cash for gold. It hasn't worked out.
Ricky Martin is also... I really like people whose names are two names. Do you know what I mean? Both of his names are first names.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know? I like that about people. Ricky and Martin. I like Stevie Ray Vaughan.
You like Chris Martin?
Yeah, I like names.
Like all the Martins.
I just like names where they're both of their. It's like it would be like you being called Tim Matthew,
right?
You know, I like it. Like I think the most Stevie Ray Vaughan is the most first names people. He's got three first names. Is his full name?
He's a first name person.
Stevie,
right?
And Ray, and Vaughan.
Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Fantastic.
It works.
Do you know what his middle name is?
Paul.
Stevie Ray Paul Vaughan.
Am I warm?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Right.
Anyway, hello there, and welcome to the Excitable Boy podcast for Wednesday, the 26th of April in the year 2017. How are you guys? How's everyone diddling?
Mm-hmm.
How's your spring working out? You're taking your socks out of your shoes and just wearing, going sockless? Please put socks on this summer.
Right.
Don't let the heat and the fashion fool you. Think about everyone else.
And vote responsibly, of course.
And vote in the snap election.
This is a snap election.
Yeah.
But moreover, do wear socks.
What happened this week? It was 420 day, which in America is the day everyone smokes weed. You know
why,
about this?
Why is it called 420?
I think it's something to do with a rap song or something. 420 means like having a spliff. I don't know.
Right.
I think it's something to do with drugs.
So pass the duchy on the left-hand side.
Pass the duchy on the left-hand side.
Is it duchy or duchy?
Duchy.
Duchy is a member of the royal family,
A duchy is the ginger woman who wears the hat at the horse events.
Oh, okay, right. And so you're not going to pass her
a
around?
A duchy. Yeah, no,
fuck that. Sends out the wrong message.
If she was in my spliff circle, I'd make her stand on the right so she gets it last.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Did you ever have spliff politics at school?
No, I didn't smoke weed at school.
Lame.
I didn't smoke weed, actually.
Loser.
I didn't smoke.
Lame.
And
sad.
But no, what were the politics?
Spliff politics, right, was... So I never liked smoking weed, right? But everyone smoked weed.
So you just went along.
Yeah. I was... What's the word when you just go with your peers?
Lacking character. go on.
I just wanted to be liked and be cool, right? Yeah. And then I realised that no one likes me and I'm not cool and I stopped smoking weed.
Right, right.
However... I smoked weed for the first time when I was like 11 or 12. I was quite young. And there was a thing called spliff politics where we'd all go around Pete's house while his mum was away. And then Joe, Joe Trett would have
that's a good name.
He'd have some green, right? Yeah. And spliff politics was like, basically, they'd light the spliff while you're sitting in a circle. And spliff politics was like, if you see someone light a spliff, then you knowingly sit down to them. You're like, all right, mate, how's it going? You know what? Yeah, I really like that poster where there's all the little pictures of Bob Marley. And then when you stand back, it turns into a big picture of Bob Marley.
All right.
I think that's really fucking cool.
So there's a magic eye.
And you just hope that they'd pass the spliff to you next, right?
Right.
But if they suss that that's why you did it,
right,
they'd say spliff politics.
Oh.
And then you'd get the spliff last.
Oh, well, that's fair enough. So you're being a creep.
So I was always got in trouble.
You're people a creep.
Like, spliff politics.
Mate. Oh, really?
Yeah,
you always
did
that?
Yeah, because I just wanted to. I mean, I threw up a lot.
So you didn't enjoy it?
No.
But you were
I don't
the one,
like being high or drunk.
So you were the one who went and did that the most, but you didn't enjoy it. So did you just want to be loved?
I didn't like being out of control of my body.
Right.
Like, I don't like drinking now. I don't like being out of control of myself. However, I drink now because life's horrible.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's why I enjoy getting drunk. Whereas when I was 12 and I still had hope, getting high was disgusting because you'd be floating around.
Yeah.
Someone would put on this new band, The Killers. You know, have you heard this?
Yeah.
I'd be like, wow, it's really 80s.
Yeah. Have you ever heard this? You will. many times over for the next 10 years.
But yeah, I was thinking what it would be like if, because people really celebrate 420. I think it's called 420. Let's just call it National Weed Day.
Yeah.
But do you think that they could ever have a National Coke Day?
No.
Why not?
Well, because, Josh, weed is a Class C drug. And cocaine.
It is classy. I think Coke's classy
and
as well.
And cocaine is a Class A drug.
Classy. Oh, you said Class E.
And one's decriminalized in certain countries. And the other one certainly isn't.
Yeah, one grows out of the ground. Yeah. The other one is made by sweaty children in horrible places with Uzis pointed at their faces.
Yeah.
If I am to believe what I've seen in the Netflix series Narcos.
Yeah.
The first two episodes. I got a bit bored.
It wasn't a documentary, but
it's boring.
What, Narcos?
Narcos is rubbish.
About Escobar?
Yeah, I know, because I know the ending.
Escobar dies.
Yeah, I know the ending.
You watched Titanic, even though you know it sank.
Yeah, but I didn't know that Rose was going to throw the fucking diamond in the ocean.
Yeah, you didn't, and that's
a great story.
Rose,
can you believe
Jack?
That? Can you believe the ending of that fucking film?
Well, where she throws a
where the
valuable...
guy there's a she's on a ship that someone has spent millions of pounds.
She's like, fuck you guys,
to find this the biggest diamond ever. Yeah. She's on the boat where they've got submarines going into the ground to retrieve this huge rock that's worth all the expense of those ships, those submarines, all the people's time. Everyone sat around that fucking table in the hull listening to a stupid fucking story.
And it went on a bit.
About
it
how DiCaprio painted her with them. Everyone sits patiently and listens to that.
Right.
Everyone, tell us more. Oh, wow, and you were engaged to Billy Zane.
Right.
Wow, you did it in a car. You were down there with the working class people dancing a jig.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone sat there patiently listening to that. And then at the end of the film, she throws it into the fucking sea. She should have died on that boat.
It's her business. She did die on the boat. That's the whole point. At the end, she dies.
No, but she should have died when it sank.
She throws the jewel.
She should have died when the ship sank. And there was space for the two of them on that floating wardrobe door, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that was a bit...
By the way, take turns.
Yeah.
Take turns, Rose.
She hogged. She certainly hogged it.
You killed him. And I want you to live with that.
Yeah, I think Jack died for chivalry.
But yeah, no, I'm all right.
I'm all right. Can't feel my balls.
You're gonna die. An old lady.
Never let go.
Warming your bed.
As he sinks into the murky depths.
God, I hated that film. You know, when I went to see that film, I went with a friend. This is a friend, right, at school, who I asked him what his favourite book was. Mm-hmm. And he went, book?
Right.
That's not the end. And I went... What do you mean? He went, book. He went, mate, if it's a good book, they'll turn it into a movie.
Right.
And I can watch that in an hour and a half.
Right.
And he stumped me. I was like, well, he's terrible, but he's got a point.
Why
there.
Is it getting something done quickly a good thing in all cases?
We went to watch Titanic, and the submarines were the opening shot of Titanic is the two submarines going down. Boop. Boop. Bird's eye view shot of these two submarines sinking. And the guy, because they're going to the wreckage, right? And the guy I was with, my school friend, went, oh! I went, what? And he went, nothing. I went, what? He went, I always thought Titanic was a boat.
Mm. Right. So your friend was very stupid.
He also, when the movie Ray came out, when we were at school.
Ray Charles.
Jamie Foxx, Ray Charles biopic. And at the end of the trailer, he goes, "You know, this summer, the movie everyone's talking about. Ah, my name's Ray Charles, hey?" I don't know why he sounds like a gangster. He's kind of spoke like that, Ray Charles. "Say, I play the piano, say. This summer, if you see one film, see Ray. Ray." And then at the end, he went, "Oh, is that about Stevie Wonder?"
Great.
I went, "Excuse me?" And he went, "I thought, that film's about Stevie Wonder." And I went, "It's called Ray." And the guy went, "Yeah, Josh, he was blind. He couldn't see any."
He couldn't see any?
Any rays.
Right, oh shit. Right, okay.
And I, again, I was like, well, he kind of stumped me.
He couldn't see any ray, singular.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Well, he kind of had a point.
And he did not
He didn't mean rays like people called Ray. I think he meant rays of light.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but rays, but there's a plurality there. He said ray.
Yeah, he couldn't see any.
Could see any rays.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well done. You couldn't see any manta rays.
So that was, how do we get from weed day to that?
I don't know.
Wow. That was odd.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else happened this week? Oh, we need to sing happy birthday.
To who?
Not often have we sang happy birthday to any of our listeners before.
Right.
Yeah. But I think it's important because the Queen just turned 90 something.
Really?
Yeah, she's so old.
When?
This last week.
Oh.
It's her birthday. So, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You've never had a job. And you rely on your income from people who pay tax. Tax was meant to be temporary after the dissolution of the monasteries. Yeah, made that rhyme. There you go.
Good.
It was a temporary fixture because the government was broke and the people paid them and the government went, wow, let's just keep doing this so we don't have to work or trade.
Right.
And the Queen brings in money to the British economy because she's a figurehead and tourists like queens and princesses. And as much as I respect that, I do think it's ironic that people who really like the Queen think that immigrants are coming over and stealing their jobs and the Queen hasn't even ever had a job and she's technically claiming more benefits than every immigrant put together in this country.
Yeah.
So happy birthday, Queen. You are so old. If you lined up you and Murdoch, you'd look like some testicles.
Right. Cut the cake, Queenie. Cut it.
Cut the cake.
No, blow out the candles.
Oh, Philip. Happy birthday, the Queen.
Happy birthday.
We're going to take a short break here and then we'll come back and we'll answer your letters.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Excitable Boy Podcast. We're going to give you a quick lesson before the letters in how to write a singer-songwriter dark ballad.
All right, okay. So what are the pointers?
We need to start with like a man walks into a bar kind of thing, you know?
What are you doing vocally?
Well, you have to start low.
Right.
You start low.
How low?
With setting the scenery.
How low?
As low as you can.
Low as you can.
So you can get as high as you can. And right. By doing that, by going from low to high, people think that you're going through an emotional journey.
Right, okay.
You know?
You'd be in some place.
Like Nick Cave does.
Okay, so let's start.
So you go, I watched your car pull out the driveway. It was raining outside, but I didn't feel shit. I didn't feel nothing. No, no, no.
Right.
No, no, no. No, 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 yeah. No, sorry. No, no, no. As I watched the brake lights shimmering in the rain and the asphalt on the road.
Right, okay.
My heart was shimmering in the rain and the asphalt on the road.
Really, does it do that?
There you go, Major.
Oh, Major. I bought a Kinder Egg in a service station and I ate the toy.
I was perplexed that Kinder Eggs aren't wrapped in foil anymore. No, they're wrapped in plastic. Oh. For health and safety, it's PC gone mad.
Kinder Eggs are death traps.
The Kinder Egg is now produced in blue and pink. Did you know that there's boys Kinder Eggs and girls Kinder Eggs? So you know about the gender specificity of your toy.
Gendered eggs.
But that's kind of weird, because isn't the surprise that you don't know? Yeah. What kind of toy you gonna get? But now you know, because it's pink or blue. When you open up your Kinder Egg.
Oh.
I'm sorry about that, I got distracted.
Yeah.
So anyway, I followed you to your hotel. You said that you were staying somewhere while you sorted out your feelings.
Feelings.
Said, there you go.
Oh, I had to repeat.
Yeah,
okay,
you said
go,
that you were sorting out while you were sorting out your feelings.
Feelings.
There you go, yeah. But it was all a lie, because I saw you going around his house. Yeah, it was all a lie, because I saw you in the reflection of the curtains, and you were kissing it while I was eating my Kinder Egg, yeah. I went on an egg frenzy, I bought a Kinder Egg, some fresh eggs and a Scotch egg, yeah. It was weird that I chose to eat the Kinder Egg before I ate the Scotch egg, but I was gagging for something sweet, and then I balanced it out with the sugary treat that is a Scotch egg, yeah. It's an egg wrapped in sausage meat for anybody listening who's not in England, yeah. When you get them, they're really delicious, but sometimes the service station ones can be a little bit iffy. But if you go to a Waitrose or a Marks and Spencer service station, you can pretty much get a good one, yeah. Ooh. Or you can pretty much get a good
it's
one.
Good range.
I keep Tabasco in my car.
Oh.
Carry, for my Scotch egg. Anyway,
carry around Tabasco.
Songwriting lessons on the Excitable Boy Podcast. Every week you can write into the show, EBP at excitableboypodcast.co.uk. Any problem you might be having. Maybe it's a work-related problem, like...
Okay.
Yeah, you good?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, good. Yeah.
You work with a man called Barry.
Barry!
You share a bathroom. Every now and again he goes to the loo for you, and you know it's only him because only you two who work in the office. You started to get a bit upset about his toilet paper throne. He constructs an artful toilet paper throne around the seat and doesn't clear it away afterwards. The throne, 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 he builds a throne every time, and you go in and it starts to get annoying, and eventually you confront him over the throne and say, stop leaving a throne, a tissue throne, on top of the loo.
You're not the king of the toilet.
It's toilet tissue.
You're not the king of the toilet.
It's a huge issue.
You're not the king of the toilet.
The toilet tissue's an issue.
You're not the king of the toilet.
You're not the king of the toilet, I am.
This ain't a royal flush, cause you ain't the king of the loo.
You're not the king of the loo.
I just came in here so I could quietly do a number two. That's a poo.
There
is that
you
the
go.
End?
Yeah, I think resolve that's it. That? I think it's right into the show if Barry's... I mean, because I don't understand why people construct that hexagon of...
What do you mean the hexagon?
It's kind of a hexagon. It's like they do a strip around the... You know, they lay down strips.
Oh, the toilet... I do that.
The toilet tissue
I do
throne.
That.
That's what I'm saying. Didn't you understand what we were singing about?
No, I was trying to play the right chords.
Right, okay.
I feel like I found a good melody after a bit. I fucked up the first bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah.
Do you know why?
because you're worried about the osmosis of germs getting into your skin through your ass.
It's because my cousin had a friend who got pregnant off a toilet seat. And I will be damned if I'm going to risk that myself.
That's true.
Maybe it's a relationship problem, like...
Paula is angry, she goes out with you, she's really angry, angry all the time. You're watching Deal or No Deal and she guessed the wrong answer and she got angrier, so you didn't confront her then. It started getting a bit more later on when you ordered Chinese food and the wrong order came, the wrong order came. She went mental, she slapped the guy who delivered it. He walked away, said, I'm going to report you. She goes, go ahead, you cunt, go ahead, you cunt, go ahead, you cunt. And then she comes in, starts scoffing prawn balls. And it starts to get a bit worrying now, because you're not used to this high level of conflict, but you still put it off. And then your flatmate walks in, called Bob, and he puts on the kettle. She goes, what's all that noise? And she hits Bob. So then you go, listen, you can't, you hit people, you're getting angry at the TV. I think you should see someone, maybe a professional. She goes, well, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. And she storms out. Right into the show.
The moral of that is don't eat Chinese food.
Don't slap a delivery guy.
Or maybe it's a sexual problem, like...
You're aroused by airline travel.
Is that it?
Does you like it? You like the little hot flannels they give you? You like the ambience? You like the little packs of free butter and...
The miniatures.
You like the miniatures? You just like everything. It's just, it makes you feel special. It makes me feel like a giant businessman.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
I am too terrified on aeroplanes to be able to get a bonk on.
Right.
I'm too terrified on aeroplanes in order to ever get aroused.
Right.
That's the thing about the Mile High Club. Mm. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it is.
If you have sex on an aeroplane... Firstly, if you have sex on a Ryanair plane, that's a little bit gross. Do you know? You know, if it's BA or Virgin or Swiss Air,
mm-hmm.
I kind of understand it.
Swiss Air.
Because it's a treat.
Where'd that come from?
I don't know. It's a nice airline.
Lufthansa?
Yeah. Yeah. If it's one of the good ones, I kind of understand.
I'd fuck on Emirates.
Yeah, I would go, Emirates.
I mean, there's probably, there are airlines I would fuck
I
on.
I think there's an understanding. Yeah, there's an understanding. And also...
Malaysia Airlines, I'd fuck on them.
I had a friend who had sex on an Emirates airline, right. And he walked out, and the stewardess went, "Well done, sir. Champagne."
She was waiting with a flute of champagne.
Yep. Yeah, I made that up, but it sounds like the kind of airline where they do that.
Yeah, yeah, they reward disgusting behaviour.
Yeah. My thing with the Mile High Club is I understand how anyone isn't so terrified that they could actually get turned on. You're in a rocket.
Isn't that part of it, though?
No,
you're close to it. Your mortality is heightened.
Maybe. Your taste buds are heightened. Yeah. Your taste buds are lower.
Are lessened.
Yeah. Maybe you're aroused and arousalness height level.
So if you're going to have oral sex, have it at altitude.
First letter. Ignored by the bride. Dear EBP. My best... Look, I like this email because it's a different font.
Right.
They've changed the font and that grabbed my eye.
Looks like Arial.
And it worked.
Right.
Because I'm reading it out.
Right, well, there you go. Yeah.
You know?
Or Windings.
Yeah. What is Windings?
Windings, it changes your writing into stuff you can't read.
Dear EBP, my best friend asked me to create her wedding cake. Soon the guest list grew, and I had to tell her I was not skilled enough to bake a cake for 130 guests.
Mm.
No one is.
No. Got to call a professional for that one.
We got in a small fight, but we made up, agreeing it was not worth losing a friendship over. I took her quietness as a sign she was busy arranging everything. I came over to her country for the wedding. She was deliberately ignoring me the entire event, excusing herself for that to other friends. Oh, right. What? She was deliberately ignoring me the entire event, excusing herself for that to other friends, telling a friend she was not planning on keeping in touch with me after the wedding.
God.
I came all the way to her country. I'm trying to put the tone in of the writer here.
All right.
I came all the way to her country for the wedding, not knowing she had a grudge against me, and now, 2 weeks later, I keep wondering if I deserve her cold shoulder. What do you guys think? Should I be the one to contact her, or should I just give up and get out of this shitty, pathetic friendship? Okay, I know what to do here. Here's what you do. You stay in contact with her, regardless of whether she contacts you back. You invent a story about how you've finally fallen in love with... Let's call him
Yeah, Winding.
Winding.
Joseph Winding.
Joseph Winding. Yeah. The second.
The second.
The heir to the Winding throne, right?
Esque.
You say, I fall in love with Joe Winding.
Right.
Joey, right?
Yeah.
And we love each other so much that we've combined both of our first names to make one first name that is each of our first names thrown together.
Right.
You know how couples do that?
Sometimes, yeah.
And
or
then
they come a compound word like Brangelina.
Invited to the wedding, she's right. Maid of honour.
Okay.
To tell her, oh yeah, we're getting married in Slough.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
And then it's just, she goes there and there's no wedding.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
And book her a room in the hotel as well. I'm here for the Winding wedding party. Oh, right this way, madam. We have a room for you. And just make sure that it's the broom closet.
Yeah.
With a bucket of slime above the door.
Right, okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Right.
Next letter.
Right. Yeah, I what was it? You said she asked you to cook a cake. Bake a cake.
Cook a cake.
Whatever. You know, she asked you to make a cake.
Yeah.
So she didn't want to spend money on... She wasn't going to pay you. She was just like... She wanted to get a cake.
No, she was probably getting paid.
So then you were going to transport the cake from another country?
No, she was going to come over and bake the cake.
Oh, I got you.
I guess.
Well...
Come use the kitchen. It's hard that when you're in someone else's kitchen.
If someone...
It doubles the cooking time because you don't know where any of the utensils are. Continue.
If someone can... if someone can be that fickle, then, you know, fuck them. You don't need to contact them. Just chalk it up and go, all right, well, that's the way it goes.
Listen, she's married now, so she's going to be 30% less interesting anyway.
Right. That's right? The official... Right.
And also, married people only want married friends because it stops them having to see how brilliant not being married is.
No, that's not true. Married couples carefully select one single friend that they invite to dinner parties to sit at the end of the table who's not doing that well. And then they kind of...
So when are you going to bite the bullet,
yeah, they give
Josh?
They give them a...
When are you going to get married, Josh?
I wasn't talking about you.
When are you going to finally...
Then they alternate between, tell us this crazy story of this club that you were at for 2 days while secretly there, but for the grace of God, go I, looking at you. You know? That kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, so don't be that friend.
No.
Also, you know, time is a healer. Time is a good healer. Also, find out where she's honeymooning and get someone to put a lobster in her bed.
Why a lobster?
Because they're annoying. If it were me and I had infinite income, disposable income, right? Mm-hmm. I would send loads and like loads of cakes for 120 people to her honeymoon room.
Right.
Just so when she gets back, the room is full of like 40 cakes.
So like, yeah.
For all different types of celebrations.
Poetic revenge.
Yeah, that's what I'd do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck them. Like, remain civil, but don't make the effort.
Listen, a lot of older friendships are just, they're people who you've known for a long time, who've been really important people in your life, who've supported you through difficult times, and you've known each other since you were kids, and you've experienced things, and you've been through a lot together, you've grown together, and you actually don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Deep down.
You've just known them for a long time, and you think, if I actually met you in a bar tonight, I'd think you're a fucking bellend.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of older friendships are, as you get on with it. So now you don't have to worry about that. Your quid's in.
It's a bit like going to the theatre, isn't it? With a long friendship. You've spent the money, you're in your seat, and if it's bad, you're just not going to go home.
Spent the money.
You've spent the money, you're going to see it out. You're going to try and make the best of it.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that.
Have you ever left during an interval?
No.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Anyway, next letters. Yeah, so let us know how it goes, but I would say give it some time and then drop her a line and go, hey, because basically, like, you've heard the phrase bridezilla.
Yeah.
Right? You know what that means. That's when someone gets engaged and they go fucking mental because all they're thinking about is the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And... I mean, there's a lot more pressure on women to plan the wedding than men, so it's understandable. And also, women have been thinking about their wedding, not all women, but a lot of women, not all women, but some women,
right,
have been thinking about their wedding since they were 5 years old.
Right.
You know, planning, marrying their Prince Charming. And they haven't met their Prince Charming, they've met a solid bet. So what they do is they have a great wedding to cover up the fact that they're marrying a solid bet. They're marrying Plan B.
A solid bet.
You know? That's why people go mental when their weddings happen. So after some time, she'll look back on her wedding and go, wow, I was acting like a cold-faced bitch. Yeah. And she'll probably apologise to you.
Wow. No greater compliment. You're a solid bat.
Dear EBP, I've been going to the gym since January in order to get myself beach body ready.
Right,
and then
right.
In brackets, or if you are into literature, parenthesis.
Parentheses.
No, it's parenthesis.
Right, okay.
I'm a guy. I've been going to the gym since January in order to get myself beach body ready. Then brackets. I'm a guy, in case anyone wants to get offended by that. I want to look good when I take my shirt off this summer. Get over it. Close brackets.
Okay.
I feel like you're bringing your...
Shots fired.
Yes. You're bringing your agenda into this when you don't need to, good sir. Since I've been going to the gym pretty much... Since I've been going to the gym at pretty much the same time, I've got to know some of the regulars, not talking to them. But we are in a room together for about 4 hours a week, and one of them is a woman who does the same circuit as me. I call her Neon Girl, because she likes to wear neon.
Right.
We've made small talk. I call her Nut Bar, because she likes to eat a nut bar.
Yeah.
We've made small talk, but I've never actually... I'd never actually try and chat someone up in the gym, because I think that's a bit sleazy. Having said that, she always smiles and says hi. How do you think I can go about asking her out? I don't want to be one of those sleazy gym goers at all, but I'd like to take her for a coffee.
Right.
So basically he said, I don't ever want to be the guy who asks this girl out of the gym, but how do I ask this girl out of the gym?
Right.
That's what he said, right?
I mean, gyms are difficult. Gyms are difficult. Have I told you I've joined the gym?
We go to the same gym. Yeah. We said it earlier on the show.
Yeah, I had a moment yesterday.
Well, would you want to answer this guy's letter first, or do you want to tell an anecdote?
Well, it's related. Well, it's not really. It's related to how difficult an atmosphere the gym is.
Okay.
Right, I was in the weights arena, right?
The weights room.
The weights section.
You're not fighting for your life in an arena.
I was furtively walking around the weights section. And there was a guy there, and he had, do you know, like those really big weightlifters? So they kind of lift, you know, they call it like clean and jerk and whatever, but they wear these kind of...
girders.
They were these girdles. And he was lifting so much weight, so much on each of the ends of the dumbbell, and he kind of lifted it up.
Oh, no.
And I was watching him.
Oh, no.
And I just was watching him. He lifted it, and he put it down. I didn't realise I was doing it. I just went, wow. and he went, you're right, mate. Like,
aggressively.
A tiny bit. Like, stop, you're right. Stop looking at me, or, you know. And then he went, you're right, mate. And I went, yeah. and then he got a bit unnerved, because I really felt that he felt that I was sexually interested. But
Does this story end with you then standing very close to him in the communal shower?
No, I was just impressed. I was just impressed that he managed to lift so much. But I said the words, wow. And when he said, you're right, mate, I went, yeah. It's a tense atmosphere. Do you know what I mean?
I saw some guys lifting weights once on Warped Tour. Loads of the bands would lift.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, they'll all get their weights out of their trailers. And I jokingly, like drunkenly, went up to one of the big weights and just was like, fucking watch this. Spat on both hands.
Mm.
Went to pick it up, and the guy just stopped me by pushing my chest back from the weights. And he went, bro, lifting is not a joke. Sorry.
Lifting's not a joke.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, to answer this guy's question.
Yeah, yeah. I mean...
if you're making small talk, the pitter-patter of small talk, make a bit more. You know, if you're saying hi to her, if it's gone from a smile to a nod, a nod of acknowledgement to a smile to a hi, to a how are you, to a, ugh, yeah, another day in the gym, the bloody gym, huh?
Yeah.
Right? Next time you go, this is really bad. I don't even know your name.
Yeah.
I see you in here all the time. What's your name? And that's it, though. Don't go any further than that.
Right.
Right? Then learn her name. Mm. Go home. Tattoo it across your chest in big letters.
Yeah.
Go in the next day. Mm. Cry in front of her. Show her the tattoo. She'll be yours.
Yeah, she'll be putty
like
in your hands.
Like a moth to the flame of romance, my friend.
I think what you should do is, when she's on the jogging machine, you take the one next to her.
Trip her up.
Right. No, you're on the one next to her, so you jog for about 5 minutes next to her, then get your mate to ring you, pick up the phone and go, no, I'm thank you very much, sir, I already give £50 a week or £50 a month to muscular dystrophy, and then hang up And then I'm just like, ugh, so irritating. I give so much of my income, I have none for myself. And just do that, like, offhand to her.
Yeah, I would suggest that is literally one of the worst things. That is almost the worst, yeah. Aside from maybe stopping and peeing in the corner of the gym.
Charity work.
Yeah, do not.
But charity work could be endearing.
Do not do that. Just go, I don't even know your name. Not quite as keen as that.
She'll go, yeah.
Yeah, she'll go, yeah, my name is, I come here to work out, not to get oogled at. It's hard to ask someone out when you're in a place like that. I would suggest, just upping the ante on the small talk a little bit, you know, but not too much. And then eventually, you know, you'll be able to have a conversation with them and just go, well, so what do you do when you're not in the gym? Yeah.
Where do you stand on protein shakes?
Yeah. Do you want to, I'm going for a nut bar. Do you want to come?
Yeah.
You'll come for a healthy nut bar with me?
Smoothie?
I'm going to get a smoothie and a coffee.
Yeah.
Do you fancy it? Fancy a little hot coffee? And then before you know it, wedding bells.
Yeah, that's it. It's a direct route to you that. Know?
Propose to her on the running machine where you first initiate a conversation.
No.
That's actually quite romantic.
Just, no, I reckon do the negging approach. Just go, you're doing it wrong. Go up to her and say, you're doing it wrong. And then she'll be like, what? You're doing it wrong. And she'll be like, what, do you fuck off? I'm doing it wrong. And you'll be like, I'm doing it wrong. Let me show you. And then you do it wrong. And then she goes, oh, you're doing it wrong.
Let me show you. And then you click a remote control over your shoulder. Yeah. And, oh, my love, my darling. Secret, right? It's all in the hips. Sway. Relax and grab your hips. Sway.
What? Go sway. Show them how to do
a golf swing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No, just talk to her a bit more.
Yeah.
Ask her what her name is and say, that's a nice name.
Mm-hmm.
And be direct and look her in the face and say, look, I think you're really attractive, and I know this isn't the kind of place
mm-hmm.
where you're meant to find people attractive, and I don't want to be one of those sleazy gym guys, and I'm not, but you can understand why that leaves me in a difficult situation, because I think you're the most beautiful person I've ever seen in my life. Are we done?
Yeah, I think we're done.
Yeah, that's it for the show. Thank you, and join us next week for more nothing.
Mm.
Please write into the show, ebp@excitableboypodcast.co.uk, with any problems you might be having. We would be happy to help you.
Yes.
We'll see you next week for more nothing. Here comes some music.
Ta-ra!
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.